Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
It's so interesting. We talk about vehicles and then we move to the fact that Johannesburg ranks last out of 90 global cities for walkability. And this is for 2025. And now, you know, looking at this Compare the Market study with an overall score of 18 out of 100, our safety score is the lowest in the data set. Only 8% of residents that live within 1 kilometer of a car-free space, and just 13% live within walking distance of healthcare or education amenities. These scores are disturbing. They describe a city where life without a car is hard and often unsafe. You know, when I travel, for instance, and you look at most cities overseas, everywhere you go, there's just so much of walking involved. When I come back, when was the last time? I went a few years ago to New York, but I've been a couple of times. It's one of my favorite cities, but there is a ton of walking to be done there. And people are so used to it, they will say to you, if you're asking for directions, they'll say, just go 2 blocks down and 2 blocks to the left and you should find it. But you would be walking for at least an hour to get to where you want to go. And it's a thing. I mean, it's, you know, everybody does it. And when I return to South Africa, I want to keep walking, you know. But my watch doesn't even talk to me, like, for a day. I won't get in the 10,000 steps that I need to get in compared to, you know, doing 6 to 8 Ks in another city overseas. So this is, you know, rather disappointing. I mean, how do we actually get to a point where we are doing a lot more walking, because it's so good for us and it's, we need that health fix. You know, you need to be able to keep fit. Temba Magane, traffic and transport engineer at Atana, joins me now to talk us through these numbers that we're getting in this report. Very good evening to you, Temba.
Good evening to you, Sumitra, and thanks for having me on your show, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Temba, thank you for joining me. I'm looking at this report and I'm like, South Africa is, I mean, Johannesburg ranks the last out of 90 global cities for walkability. How do we get past this? How do we move up this list a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be done, Sumitra, mm-hmm. in order for us to be able to move out from that situation there. And what I can say even before is that even last year, the same result came. Joburg was the last one on the list as well. But there's so many things that we need to change, because in our country, especially Johannesburg as a whole, it's designed for car first, for priority of vehicles, right? So we've been doing this for so many years, hence we find ourselves in these situations now. But in order for us to be able to move away from this, we need to look at where we have intersection which is a high risk, right? We need to ensure that the signals are powered. We can even use the solar backup where feasible. We also need to shorten our crossing distance as well, because some of the intersection are so huge in such a way that you can't even cross, right? Mm. And we also need to lower the turning speed. You know, a lot of vehicles are driving at the high speed. The speed limit in most of our roads are actually not suitable for pedestrians. And we also need to improve the lighting and visibility at some of these intersections as well. And we also need to build continuous and wide line walk along the course, especially around text ranks, schools, clinics, and universities. Those are the key infrastructures that we have. We need to be able to make sure that people feel safe to be able to walk on those infrastructures as well. And we also need to prioritize repairs and improve accessibility, and also make sure that we also that the universal design, you know, to make sure that everyone is accommodated on the road as well. And there's also a need for us to also enforce an NMT obligation on new development, because most of the new development that are coming in our country, the NMT facilities, people for work, it's not taken seriously. We need to make sure that those developers, when they apply for application to be approved by the council, we need to make sure that we consider the NMT facilities to be implemented as well. And I also think it's also important to also look at between 400 to 800 meters walking catchment, you know, around schools, around clinics, around the market, and also public transport nodes. So this is where the short daily trips are clustered. So if we can get that right, we can be able to get somewhere as well.
Imagine how much we would save on transport costs, because that takes up a big chunk of our incomes, just making sure that we are getting to work and back and doing the runarounds for children, etc. But I think safety would be the number one challenge here. I think for the majority of people living in Johannesburg, safety is still a huge issue. It is unsafe to walk, not only because of the high crime rate, but it's also because a lot of drivers don't necessarily adhere to the rules of the road. You look at pedestrian crossings. How often do you feel like you are going to get run over if you just cross? And yet the rules of the road says that a pedestrian has right of way if they are in front of a pedestrian crossing. Cars need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the rules are designed to be like that, that pedestrians have a priority, but most of the vehicles drivers, they don't really care, you know. They prioritize moving over compared to saying, let me wait for a pedestrian to cross as well. And also, you mentioned the issue of transport. You know, that's the big thing, that if you make a city walkable, right, people are able to walk, and it's even easy for people not to spend a lot of money, because now, even for me to go to a clinic or just a nearby shopping center, I drive myself there because I don't feel safe to walk in the road. So it creates so many issues if we don't improve in terms of walkability, because we can't really, we don't feel safe. I don't want to be on the road as well. I'm a biker, I like to use my bicycle as well, but trust me, most of the time I'm like, no, I can't drive the bicycle on the road because I know I may not come back to my house, you know. So that's the issue. And it also affects the access to jobs, access to clinics, access to schools as well. And also remember, the more your vehicles on the road, the more the air quality is also affected as well. And it also creates congestion on the road, because if you have more people traveling with the car, it will create congestion on the road every day. So you need to be able to walk so that we can be able to improve. Actually, at the study which we make reference to my opinion piece, they discuss the issue that people should be careful in terms of where to buy a house, because if you buy a house in Joburg, it's going to be difficult for you, because it's not the place where you can walk. So people are likely to move to Cape Town instead of going to Joburg. So it has a huge impact in terms of the city as well.
It's, like you say, it's also a health issue where you decide to live. So we're here to work, but Johannesburg itself has over 5 million cars on the road. And we have the highest pollution levels. I mean, our life expectancy is about three points lower than that of Cape Town, for instance, because we have so much of pollution. And it's not, it's from, obviously, you know, the province, the city is overpopulated. So you have a lot of pollution coming through from, you know, cooking and cooking outside of, you know, your general kitchen, so to say, because of people staying on the outlying areas of the city. But the bulk of the pollution is coming from motor vehicles.
Definitely. It is coming from the motor vehicles, because the number of cars that we have on the road, I mean, you can see the traffic that we have on N1, M1, and all these key corridors during the peak hours. It's quite huge, right? It's difficult for people to even drive. Some people, they even decide to leave work early so that they can be able to avoid congestion on the road. So the air quality is being affected a lot because of these vehicles. But at least if a lot of people can be able to walk, then the air quality can definitely improve. So it contributes a lot in terms of air quality issue as well, especially private cars.
Absolutely. But I mean, you would find often that a household would have at least two cars. because people are moving in different directions. Maybe there's one, there's, you know, there's a car at home to fetch children from school. The other car is traveling to work. But like you say, the city is not built. It's not built for walking. It is built for vehicles. So then how then, apart from, you know, addressing the safety concerns, it's also about making public transport more available across the city.
Yes, definitely. So I think the city of Joburg, they are trying to improve public transport as well. I mean, they introduced the BRT system, which is currently working in Soweto and some other areas in Johannesburg as well. But it's still not enough. You know, we still need to improve in terms of public transport, because there's a lot that need to be done. People need to be motivated to go to public transport. But currently, a lot of people are not even motivated to go to the public transport, because the first and last mile, it's missing there. For me to be able to go and access BRT system, I need to be able to walk before to get to the station, right? But if I'm unable to feel safe to walk to the station, it's going to be difficult for me to use that public transport, even if it is there. Even the last mile, it's also a key issue, because as the bus drop you off where you are going, it's going to be difficult for me to be able to walk from there and access my office work, you know. So the first and the last mile needs to improve as well. And that talks to the NMT facilities as well, so that even public transport can start to operate as well. I mean, you can imagine the people that are using railway system, right? Most of them, once they get out of the rail station, it's difficult. It's not even safe for them to walk to their destination, because they don't feel safe. So we need to improve that first and last mile system as well.
Temba, before I let you go, what can be done immediately? I mean, how do we, I mean, having worked in this area and having a deep understanding for it, I mean, you're looking at town planning as well, but we've gone so far past that. What are some of the things that maybe other countries have done to improve themselves and move themselves up the list? What can we do? What lessons can we take from this?
Yeah, I think I've already touched in on some of this that the city can focus on. The first one is fix high-risk intersection first. You know, so if you can fix those intersections, definitely we can improve. Definitely our walkability can improve. I mean, that includes making sure that all the crossings have enough crossing distance. You know, you need to shorten some of these. You can see where they've introduced the BRT system. Some of these intersections are so huge in such a way that an elderly person, it's going to be difficult for that person to cross, right? So we need to make sure that we improve those high-risk intersections. And another one is that we also need to make sure that we build continuous and wildlife sidewalk along major pedestrian corridors. There's a lot of corridors that you can consider in order to be able to improve in those areas as well. So if they can focus on that, definitely we can improve that. And also, I mentioned the issue of saying, look, let's start with 400 to 800 meter walking catchment. If we can be able to do that within the schools, within clinics, within the market and public transport node, definitely we can start small, you know, so that we can be able to make sure that those people using those facilities, they feel safe as well. You know, and also, lastly, you know, we need to publish simple public metrics as well, because we hardly get the stats for pedestrian injuries. We only get it during the festive season. Once it comes, then people start to pay attention there. But if we can get the stats on a monthly basis for pedestrian injuries, definitely people's mind can change as well. And we also need to comply in terms of the sidewalk. There's guideline in these countries that says NMT should be prioritized as well. But most of the developers, they are not adhering to that, you know. But we also need to make sure that our signal uptimes are also updated on a daily basis as well. And also, we need to do lightning and maintenance performance on a daily basis as well. That can definitely improve our situation as well.
Tembo, I want to be facetious and ask you, did you see any improvement ahead of the G20?
There was a lot of talk in terms of improving the roads condition, unfortunately, but none on the NMT facilities.
Yeah.
I was participating in most of those meetings toward the G20, but the talk there was that, look, we need to get the condition of the road intact so that the visitors can see the condition of the road is good. So a lot of potholes were closed down, but trust me, there was nothing discussed on the NMT. the pedestrian will not prioritize. So that's what I'm saying. We prioritize vehicles more than pedestrians. So that's what the issue is. But in most European countries, as you said, the forecast is pedestrian first.
Yeah.
If you kill a pedestrian, you may go to jail for a long period. But here in South Africa, killing a pedestrian, it's nothing. You know, they report the case and then that's it. It's done. I mean, it's so shocking. You know, we need to prioritize pedestrian. You know, that's the way to go.
Yeah,
that's the way we can attract investors as well.
We actually have more pedestrian deaths than any other accidents on the road on an annual
basis. Yes, pedestrians are leading, you know, they are leading. It's a lot, you know. I mean, out of 1,589, 654 were pedestrian, you know. Related fatalities, you know, that's shocking. It's a lot, you know. It doesn't make sense. I mean, 41.9%. We definitely need to reduce that number. I mean, every mayor, every engineer, every one who's working in the municipalities, we need to think about these numbers. We need to make sure that we reduce these numbers so that people can feel safe as well on the road. You know, so we definitely need to work on this.
Themba, we need political will. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to have to leave it there because we're running over time. Themba, thanks. It was great chatting to you. Themba Magane, traffic and transport engineer at Etana.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.